and trim the hams. Allow thee the piece, the best part of the hog, the costliest part of the hog, is the meat along the backbone. They trim them backbones, and that sticks to the upper part of the spidlin', and it's called tenderloins. Now that's something good. It's better than ham, but they ain't too much of it, because it's a big hog, there's a whole lot of it, you know. And that's expensive, that is tenderloins, but now we don't take that, eat that. And then they trim the hams, all the little part of the middlings, you know, and go into sausage. And all the trimmings, you see, there'd be a lot of trimmings off of the hams.
Sure.
And make that all into sausage, but our folks used to use the whole shoulders. We didn't in the last year because there wasn't so many to feed, quit having so many working. Them days you had to have meat for them old timers. They had to have meat. They couldn't eat without it.
Sure.
I don't know what to do if they're living now.
With the cost of things today,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
How about just some different kinds of salted pork that you might have, might be used in cooking, or has varying degrees of fat?
Well, now you take, that's what that Midland made it for, people to take that, you know, and they cook these green beans and cut that up, put it in there, and cook that Midland, and that there, that's what you call streaked meat, but it's just bacon, that's where the bacon comes from. I don't know where the packing houses gets their bacon, but they have to get it there, so unless they couldn't get it.
Now, how about the kind that has practically no lean in it at all?
Well, there wouldn't be too much of that. People didn't kill hogs. They had to be a pretty fat hog, you know. The bigger hog was, the more lean the one, more streaks the one. All Midlands had some streaks. The lower end of the belly down where it come in under them. Now, that was thin. It wasn't streaking, but that had all trimmed off and made into sausage.
Didn't eat that at all?
Well, it was made into sausage.
Yeah, but
well, you see, the head would be cut off just back between that and the shoulders. Well, there's a side of meat on that head. Well, that would be cut off, you know, cut down. That would be went into the sausage. Mm-hmm. All everything that wasn't ham, shoulders. Them shoulders had to be trimmed. Them hams had to be trimmed. And the whole thing had to be trimmed then, or, you know, well, you'd have a whole lot of sausage out of a big hog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They never ate any meat they called either fatback or sow belly.
Well, now that's all the same. This sow belly is down under the bottom, where I'm telling you about. Sometimes an old sow should have the tits on there, you know.
Yeah.
And what was she called the other? Sow belly and the
fatback.
Well, now the fatback was just the middling. Yeah. And of course, up at the top of the middling, it was thick. Mm. Up next to the backbone, it was thicker. Sometimes it'd be maybe 4 inches or some big middling, it'd be 4 or 5 inches thick.
Uh-huh.
But the further down it got, it thinner it got.
Mm.
And the best streaking part was up here in the big part of the middling.
When you cured bacon, and before you started to slice it, you have to cut off that crust.
No, that there was all. That middling was trimmed before it was ever put up. Well, it was salted down. You could put a layer of salt, and then you could lay them in, and you can pack them up there as high as you wanted to. Then they was already ready. Then in the spring of the year, if you didn't do something, the worms might get in them. And you take them out and wash them, and put some kind of solution on them, borax or something another, you know, and then hang them in the smoke out. And then you could just go and cut off a middling as you wanted to.
But when you cut it off to eat it, didn't you have to trim off part of that edge?
Well, now there was the skin part. Now, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what
people didn't cook that. They just took a sharp butcher knife, you know, and skin that out.
Mm.
A woman could cut that awful thin, not getting no meat much in that skin.
Mm.